Good morning. My name is Jacques Ngaliema. I'm the pastor of the Immigrant Church just gathered after you. It's 12:30. I'm so glad to be here again and to share the word of God. Amen. And I believe that the Lord has a message for you, and when we went through the song, it's almost the message that I'm preaching today, how we can move the mountain, how the Lord fights our battle. The battle doesn't belong to us. And that's why I say, lack of faith is despising God. I'm a therapist. I'm also a social worker. I enjoy helping people to get out of mental health issues and substance use. And something that I learned is when I advise people to go for AA meetings, and the 12 step. And one of the steps they say, the first step they say, we were powerless over alcohol, that our life had become unmanageable. And the second step, they say, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves, there's a power that is greater than ourselves, could restore us to sanity. So when I go through the 12 step, I found out that even those that don't want to come to church, they believe that there's a stage of life where we need the high power. But they give freedom to everybody. Go look for your high power. Other people go for meditations, other for prayer. We lucky, we go to Jesus Christ. And so that someone can get out of the trap of addiction. And I believe they try to raise faith in the life of a person, to believe that by himself, there's a stage of life, the situation, conditions, where we are totally powerless, and we need a high power. We need God's help. And to raise our faith, to make our faith stronger, I believe God gave us promises, the word of God that we listen here, can raise your faith. Testimony that you hear from other people, you can find out that God is real. In our church in the morning and afternoon, before the word of God, we spend sometimes 2 hours and even more. And we try to make it not boring. And I believe I was leading a church in South Africa, because I lived in South Africa for many years. In this church, you know what time you're getting, but you don't know what time you're going to get out. So you need to have a strong breakfast before you go to church. Because everybody come and testify about what the Lord has done in his life. Everybody, almost the whole church. If you're 100 people, we've got 100 people going to come forward and testify about what the Lord has done for me. Some people, they've got even nothing to say. Say, only the breath of life that I have, I thank God for that. And that's also the South African church. And when someone come in, he comes singing. When he get back, he sing as well. So we should spend maybe 6 hours in the church. Say, wow. Anyway, he's the one that gave us life anyway. He needs to be in the center of our life. So we testify. We've got a lot of testimony that's, when you listen, most of the immigrants, when they came here, they went through the jungle and they spent 10 days in the woods. Some kids we had, they were lost in the woods for 10 days, 12 years old, with 5 years old. They were turning around in the woods, and they were praying. Like a prayer. In our culture, it became like a culture. I don't know, anyway, if it's a good culture or not. coming to church, wearing nice to church, it becomes like a culture. We need to come to church, we need to pray. Our kids, they know that they need to pray. So when you hear this testimony, you find out that God is real. And if you see in Exodus 6, 1 to 4, here God gave some promises to Israel's people. The Bible says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hands, he will let them go. Because of my mighty hands, he will drive them out of this his country.' God also said to Moses, 'I am the Lord. I appear to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob as God Almighty.'" I love these songs. God is Almighty. "But by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself fully known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the lands. He promised to give them the lands of Canaan, where they resided as foreigners." He gave them a promise. "I give you the lands." When people want to move to the States, you want to go out States, man, it's boring, I want to go somewhere else. Most people, what they always search, they want to know, how is the land? How beautiful is the land? Where can I hike? Where can I have picnic? So, oh, this is not a good state. And besides the land, we want to know, how good are the people? Amen. That's why you see many immigrants coming here, because you are so good. If you don't want immigrants to come here, don't be good. That's why you attract a lot of immigrants here. The land is so beautiful, the landscape, and the people are wonderful. You are so wonderful people. You believe to that? Here you are so wonderful. Let's clap our hands to the Lord because you are wonderful people. Let's clap our hands to the Lord for yourself. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Let's clap our hands for yourself because you are so wonderful. You attract many immigrants here. People are nice. And God gave them promise about the land. He said, "I gave you the land." Not only the land. And when you go to Exodus 20, 23, he told them as well, "I'm going to drive out all the people that are going to see there." He said, "I'm going to drive out the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Hivites people. I'm going to drive them out by my mighty hands." To raise our faith, God gives us promises. What's he going to do for you? He wants to tell you how powerful he is. He gave you the land. It's so powerful to drive the people away. And also, to raise our faith, God shows us wonders, miracles. You can see what happened. God, the Lord, strengthened the faith by what he has done in Egypt. You can see he exempted them from flies. He made a path on the Red Sea. That was a miracle. I don't know if someone saw something like that. They saw wonders. And Exodus 14, "And he overcame the powerful army of Pharaoh." He was so almighty. And they saw that. And he gave them even bread from heaven. What a provision. And even healed Miriam's. The Lord has done a lot, maybe in your life, maybe in your neighbor's life. You so think that you realize that only God could do that. And you know what he's done even in your life. He heals, he provides. There's a time that, I love the songs, you put your knee down, you raise your hands, and you find you've got a breakthrough in your life. That need to raise, to strengthen your faith. And the Lord has done it for Israel people so that they could believe that the battle doesn't belong to them. When they came in front of the Red Sea, they start to cry and complaining. The Lord say, "Fear not, be still." And you see the deliverance is God's battle. If you want God to show up, you want the faith to grow up, you need to understand that your worries, your condition, your situation is not your battle. Sometimes we fight the wrong enemy. It's not the person that you see. That's your enemy. No way. We fight the wrong enemy. The battle belongs to God. We just put our knee down and raise our hands and allow God to do the battle. And then this is the way we need to raise our faith. I like this history of Israel people. They went through Goshen, Egypt, to Canaan. And I did some research. I found out it's like 390 miles from Goshen to Canaan. They reach the promised land. They're supposed not to cross the river. But if you read the Bible, they spend more than 40 years turning around the mountains. I love the song. They say the mountains there. That's need to follow how we can move these mountains. If you don't have faith, we turn around. We don't get victory. And they reach the promises. And then the Moses is supposed to send spies to go to explore the land. The Bible says, Numbers 13, 17 to 20. Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, go up into the Negev and go up into the hill country and see what the land is. The land first. We want to go to another country. We want to move to a new territory. We want to know how is the land. We can do agriculture. We can raise livestock. Or we can plant crops. How is the land? And say, go look to find out how is the land. And also he say, whether the people who dwell in are strong or weak, whether they are few or many, as I said, when you want to move somewhere, you see the land and the people. How are the people? And 10 spies despised God. And they came back. They give a report. 10 of them. They say, yes, of course. Milk and honey? Yeah. This is a beautiful land. But the people that we see, we look like grasshoppers. We are nothing. And can see Caleb say, no, the Lord is able. And some of these people, we were called to give a good news. We are called to raise people's faith. And they went and even forwarded the message to other people. Negativity. And it destroyed the faith of all the people. I believe as the children of God, we are called to bring good news. In our speech, good news. When I say good news, we don't need to be a stumble block for other people. We don't need to bring people back to Egypt. We don't need to bring people to be discouraged about the church. We don't need to bring people to despise God, to start crying and cursing God. We need to transmit something, faith, to believe that the Lord has done a lot for them. He gave them promises. I'll give you the land. I'll drive out these people. It's not your battle. And beside promises, even show them wonders. He heals. He provides. He fights the battle. He has done a lot. And they say, these people are powerful. But the Lord gave them victory in front of a powerful army of Pharaoh. They forget everything. And they start to mourn. Other people, they start to complain, to give reports to the whole assembly. And they even came back to Moses and say, why you bring them here? Why you brought us here? We're supposed to go back in Egypt. They start to think about the world, where they come from. I always believe that one of the miracles that God has done and can do is to transform someone, to change someone's life, to touch his heart, to change his mind, so that, like today, he can come into church and to give glory to the Almighty, the Creator. It's a miracle. There are people that are there, they don't even think about God. They don't even think about the Creator. Some people, it's only when things become badly, then they come to God. But you, I believe, you trust God. May the Lord bless you for that. But they started to despise God, 10 of them. But there was one person, Caleb. The Bible says in Numbers 14, 24 to 25, the Lord say, but my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit, different spirits, that is spirit of faith. He remembered what the Lord said. He remembered what the Lord has done. That's why when we hear the word of God, something that God triggers something in your life. Maybe you've been down today, this week. Life has been miserable. But when you come to God, he knows your heart, your condition. He speaks to you. But Caleb, remember, he knew how powerful, because he saw what the Lord has done, what he promises. And the Lord said, because he has a different spirit, and he has follow me fully. When we trust God, we follow him fully. And we believe he's in control. And a mature Christian needs to understand that trials, a tribulation, sometimes is a training. Trials and tribulation, God wants to change your character. Trials and tribulation, God wants to show up. That is a powerful God. In my life, I always experience. I've been in ministry for now more than 25 years. I was a pastor when I was in college. I was so young. I was so young when I became a pastor. I learned something. When trouble and tribulation raise, there's always something after that. When there's a fire, when gold go through fire, it come out shining. And when I see things around me is not going well, in your family, financially, my health, oh, I start to praise God. There's something that the Lord wants to do. It always happened to me. That's why when you hear testimonies, when you go through trial and tribulation, understand that God wants to train you. He wants to raise your next level. To go to the next grade, you want to pass the test. You want to pass your exam. But if you fail, you're going to wander in the desert, in the wilderness for 40 years. He said, because he has a different spirit and you follow me fully, I'll bring him into the land into which he went. And his descendants shall possess it. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. The Bible says, and without faith, impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him, you made a decision to come to God, must believe that he exists. He exists. He's everywhere. Wherever you are, even if you are alone in the woods, he's there. He exists. And that he rewards those who honestly seek him. That's why we need to seek God. But Joshua, when they just reached the land, the Lord said to Joshua, Keep this book of the law always on your lips. The word of God, the testimony that we are hearing, encouragements, the word of God that we are hearing. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. The word of God encourages us to pray. Time of trouble, there's only one solution, is to pray. Put your knee down, raise your hands. Don't fight the wrong battle. Don't make enemies. It's not that person that's your enemy. That's trouble in your life. Your enemy is the devil. That's only innocent person that need the Lord Jesus. Even before we came to the Lord, we made mistakes. We hurt people. That's how the person is doing to you. What you need to do, when you meditate the word of God, so you need to forgive them. You just need to pray for them, intercede for your enemies, so that they might know the Lord and we're going to have a peaceful life. And they need the Lord. Just feel sorry for them. Don't fight the person. That's why we need to hear the word of God, to testimony. And the Lord is going to bless us. And the Bible says, if you have faith, even a little faith, you can move the mountains. What are your mountains today? What you need is only faith that speaks to the mountains. If you don't doubt, if you believe, according to what he promised you, according to what you heard he has done to other people, according to what you are reading in the word of God, you are able to move this mountain. May the Lord bless you.
So I'm just going to pray for us as we get ready to depart. And so if you want to bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for Pastor Jacques and the words that were shared today, Lord. We're so thankful for the ability to be your light in this city, Father, to serve the people of Westbrook and beyond, Lord. And we just pray that as we go, that you would be with us and show us, give us opportunities this week, Lord, to be your hands and feet and all the people that we may interact with. We ask all these things in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a good week, everybody.